Hello, everybody. Thank you once again for joining me on the Speak Life Now radio show. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Speak Life Burrell. How's everyone doing out there? I know, when was the last time I was on? I remember I did the Way of Escape. I can't remember the date of that, but that was the last time I was on. And thank you all so much. So many people reached out to me concerning that episode when I talked about the fact that I'm no longer engaged anymore. And I want to thank y'all. I mean, the feedback was amazing. A lot of people called just to check on me. A lot of people was thankful for my transparency and everything. So I really, really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for sharing it with others. It was a tough one for me to do, but I just thank y'all so much. Today we're going to talk about the refreshing, but let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this amazing opportunity once again to use this platform to encourage, to motivate, to hopefully heal someone and let them know they're not alone. Thank you so much for all those the listeners. Thank you for everyone that will take the time to share this episode with others to help them heal and get motivated and encouraged as well. And I thank you right now, dear Lord, that you'll use me for your glory, that you will have me to say only what you want me to say. And I thank you in advance for what's going to be done today. In your precious name, Jesus. So today we're going to be talking about the refreshing. For those of you that follow me on social media, and if you want to follow me, I'm Lisa Speak Life Burrell. I have several pages there, Lisa Speak Life Burrell or Speak Life Now Incorporated. You can follow me on social media, on Facebook that way, and on Instagram is Speak Life Now on Instagram Incorporated. So I'm going to talk about the refreshing. I'm going to talk about it. Y'all know, most of y'all know that's been following me for a while. One of the things I do is, you know, I give back the beginning of the year, the time, and I use that time in fellowship with the Lord. I take a couple of weeks off in the beginning of the year. And I recently talked about the fact that now I have 4 weeks vacation because I've been on my job now for 10 years. So I have 4 weeks vacation. And, you know, that does not include the holidays that I get. So it's pretty much about 5 weeks at this point. But I take the first 2 weeks and I give it back to God. I give that time back to Him. I call it my first fruit of time. And I have watched God repeatedly redeem that time. I started out with 1 day. I started out with 2 days, maybe three back in the day when I first got started because I didn't have the time to take off. But I would at least do something in the beginning of the year. And this has been going on now at least 10 years solid, consistent. Where I do that and I go to wherever I want to go to, my place of solace. It's usually out of the state of Virginia. That's pretty much what it's been. I like to get out of the state. And I just really seek God. I seek Him on, you know, what I want to do for that year or some of the things that could have changed from the year before. And just ask Him more questions about, you know, what would He have for me to do? So this year, one of the things that, it's many things that He gave me while I was on that first fruit of time. And, but my word for the year, you know, you guys know, every year I've been doing that. Now, this is something that was introduced to me at my job. Last year, my word was alignment. And because of the last year, it seemed like such a chaotic year. It was very, a lot of roller coaster rides and all of that, which I talked about in The Way of Escape, the episode before this one. You can go back and listen to it. I was thinking, man, maybe that needed to be my word again because evidently things wasn't in line. It was. It did. For things to come into alignment, that means anything that's out of the line has to drop off, right? Anything that's not in that straight line has to fall off. And that's what happened last year. So my word for this year is change maker. And change maker is something I've been, you know, I've been actually been doing, trying to make changes in everybody else's life. But I realized while doing so, I wasn't, you know, changing everything that I needed to change within myself. And I say that it was like, okay, if I have a bad attitude that day, why am I going to continue to have that bad attitude all day? Right? I got to change that. I got to be a change maker. I got to change within me. I got to make changes in my life. I got to make sure I'm in proper alignment, right, with the word of God. So in the change maker, yes, I'm going to make changes in others' lives, but it's more so of what I'm going to do internally as well. So that's my word for the year. And I always encourage you all to have a word. And every year I've had words. I don't have them all listed right now. I'm actually in the Outer Banks, at the Outer Banks of North Carolina. I think I'm recording now. It is 8:30 Eastern time that I'm recording. But I encourage you to have a word. Like, I've had words like author, momentum, I said alignment, dimensions. Over the years, I've had different words. Enjoy. And each word, they continue to the next year. So it's not like I have a word, that word alignment last year, and now I forget it this year. No, alignment is still there. But now on top of that is the word change maker. So each word after the years, if you keep looking at them, you will notice they're no longer just a word. It has become a sentence and it has become your life. So I encourage you to do that and focus on that word throughout the year. And so today I'm talking about the refreshing. So when I talked about, you know, me coming and going away for a couple of weeks or taking the 2 weeks off and just redirecting my life, it's for me to get a refreshing. And I'll define refreshing. Then I'm going to tell y'all something that happened to me soon as I got back. As soon as I got back from my first shoot of time this year, I want to share a little example of something that happened that the Lord showed me exactly what happened to me while I was here. But the word refreshing biblically is divine renewal, revival, and restoration of the spirit, soul, and body, providing relief from spiritual, emotional, or physical weariness. Do y'all feel like you know, just physically and spiritually and mentally, emotionally, that you are drained sometimes? Well, maybe you need to have refreshing. In Acts 3:19, Peter speaks of times of refreshing that come after repentance and turning to God, resulting out the blotting out of sins and revitalized spirit. That's in Peter. That's in Acts 3:19. That's a way of refreshing too. Maybe it was just a repenting thing. Maybe you just need to repent. Or maybe you just need a break. Maybe you just need a break. I thought it was interesting, refreshing in the Hebrew, the meaning to get refreshed or invigorated. In the biblical Hebrew, the concept often applies to catching one's breath or finding relief. Sometimes, have you ever had to just do that? Like, hold on, wait. You tell people, wait a second. Hey, wait a second. You're going through a lot. I've done that. I mean, I have had to do that. I was like, hey, I need to take a break for a moment. And I might, even if I'm at work, I might say, hey, I need to take a break for a moment. I'll be right back. And I might go walk around in the hotel, walk outside a moment, or maybe just go sit somewhere and go catch my breath. See, that's what refreshing is. Oh, I remember growing up, I'm running and playing all day. You know, y'all know I'm a country girl from New Kent, Virginia, the 804. And, you know, we be running and playing all day. And because I'm a country girl, at the time, maybe sometime I might go in the house and get a cold glass of water. But if not, we go right to that water hose. And for some reason, back in the day, it came out cool. And drank that water. Probably because it was well water. drink that water, and go back playing, right? I want to paint a picture of you guys for y'all to see that what I do when I go away. Just a moment to catch my breath. You know, I work in a job that, you know, you got goals and it's busy. It's every day is different. Every day you talking to people. And by the end of the year, I would say by December 15th, I am like, oh, I gotta catch my breath. Whew. Even the word Yahweh, it's the breath of God. Yahweh. When you breathe, when you're born, and even that last breath, when you go, you still call it Yahweh, right? It's so refreshing. And when I go to places where water is, you see me a lot of times by the water. This time the Lord really talked to me out of the water about why I was staring at it so much. And eventually I will tell y'all about that. But sometimes you just go catch your breath, right? So after I had my vacation and I went back home, I don't know if you guys know, I have an orchid. Someone had gave me this orchid probably in 2021, one of my clients, as a thank you. And everybody said, oh, it's so difficult to keep an orchid. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hope I don't kill this flower. So when I got back home, and so y'all know about the way of escape, but I was talking about it. I hadn't even thought about watering this orchid. I was mentally, whew, I needed to catch my breath, right? And when I got back home in January, and I was sitting at my desk in my office, and I looked over that orchid. And I said, oh my gosh, my orchid is not, I mean, you had the green leaves, but you know how the roots and everything come from out of the ground. And I was looking, I said, oh my gosh, I think this orchid is gone. Oh my gosh, I forgot to water the orchid. So I had a bottle of water and I literally poured the whole bottle of water on the orchid. It had some green leaves, but all the roots was out. It looked like they were dying. They were brown. And I was like, oh my God. So it was a last result. I was like, well, let me just try it. And I poured the whole bottle, a 16-ounce bottle of water in it. And I know some people talking about you do ice cubes. No, at this point, it was desperation. The orchid was desperate. Just listen to me, y'all. The orchid was desperate, I mean, in a drought. So I did it that morning, probably around 10 a.m. or something like that. And then I went back in the office that evening, y'all. The same day. Not 12 hours later, maybe 8 hours later, maybe. I'm not exactly sure of the timeline, but it was in the evening. It was dark, but it wasn't like 8 o'clock or nothing. So I would say around 6. And I went in there and I looked at the orchid. Not only did it look like it had survived, hallelujah, it had bloomed. I wish I had taken a picture before and after, because I got the after picture, but I didn't think nothing was going to happen. Let me tell you what the water did. It bloomed within hours just from the water. Then the Lord talked to me about that. He used that example to let me know what had just happened to me. I'm getting a little bit emotional. He showed me by using a natural example of something I saw with my own eyes to let me know what had happened to me when I got to the place of being refreshed. When I got to the place where I could catch my breath and find relief to be revived in his presence. Not only did I spend 7 days by the water, when I got back after that example happened to me, and that was on a Sunday, I believe, when I got back, yeah. Then that Monday, and I knew, I said, I got to go back to the water. So I drove back, and the Lord just told me to stand and look at the waves and look at the water. He's told me to stand and look past the water and see where I was going. See, I had, you know, from the, what I told y'all on the way of escape, so y'all have to listen to that to see what I'm talking about here. I needed to be refreshed. I had to have the living water poured back in. Because the word of God says that the wells of salvation that we draw from that, right? But what if the well has run dry? What if the physical, hallelujah, spiritually, emotionally, and physically wearied and drained. Now, the orchid had the green leaf, so it was still life there, right? But it needed some nourishment, and it needed it right away. So it could bloom in this season. See, the orchids bloom at different times. And this season was then to be blooming. It just needed some nurturing, some nourishment. It needed water. I've heard it said that the word of God is like water. It's like a washing. So when I pull myself away, and it's so needful for me, and it's so needful for you, this time it was more difficult. I was like, it was a lot of things that had happened. It was like the warfare that I was under and going through was crazy. But God still made a way. God still made a way for me to get to the place that I desperately need it to survive. When I tell you, how much time we got left, the different warfare from last year, y'all know about the one I talked about in the way of escape. And then when I got back to work, another attack on me. It was spiritual warfare. It's taken care of now, but it let me know that I was on the right track. Because if the enemy tries so hard to take everything from me, I must have been on the right track. And I am on the right track. But I had to get to the place where I could be refreshed again. So I could be what God wanted me to be, this change maker, not only in everybody else's lives, but why wait, give them their flowers now, with why wait kids, with Project Reach, all the many things that the Lord had me doing, and more things to come. The first attack from last year actually has pushed me globally, internationally. And we'll talk about that when we have more time. So every time there is some type of warfare against you and your assignment and your purpose, know that it's going to be a higher level or something else God going to take you to get you to this next place. That's why the attack came. I'm hoping throughout this whole, through this right here, this me talking to you guys, you understand how important it is for the refreshing, how important it is for you to find relief, how important it is for you just to catch your breath. Yahweh. The breath of God. Whatever it takes, you're going to have to do it. You know, sometimes you're like, well, I don't have time. I don't. And I know I have more time than others because, like I said, it started with 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Now, like I said, I have 4 weeks vacation plus holidays, so 5 weeks. But it didn't start there. But I kept doing whatever I could, even if it was a half a day. And I'm like, I call whomever I do call and tell them, hey, I'm out. I'm headed out. I got to go somewhere. I got to get to that place. They understand. You got to do it. When you hungry for food, don't you make a way to get something to eat? Maybe what you're experiencing is just that you need to be refreshed in his presence. Whatever that could be. I know some people love to be like in the woods, go hiking or go on a nature trail or just being in the out there in nature, walking around, just them, you know, the trees, the sun piercing through the sun, through the trees, and might hit their face on occasion, or the birds, whatever it takes. It might be a ride. He was like, I just need to go take a drive. I mean, some of my greatest ideas has just been when I've been driving. I might just drive destination nowhere, just drive. And the Lord downloads so much to me while I'm driving. Whatever it is. You might be a swimmer. You might go to the pool in your neighborhood. You might have a place where there's a pool or whatever, and you can just go out and swim. Or you might be a golfer. You might go and say, I just need to go play, you know, get on the golf course for a little while and, you know, just... Because it brings you, whatever it is that brings you peace. The word of God said, let peace be your umpire. Let peace rule in your heart. Wherever there's peace for you. It could be you cooking, baking or whatever, because you just love that. To me, that is like scary. But anyway, it could be you baking and cooking and sharing it with others, because while you're cooking, you are doing something that you enjoy, whatever it is. It might be you drawing. You might do artwork. You might be, for me, even now, working out, I have to go work out. It helps me so much. Not only does it help me physically, because Lord knows I'm seeing such a change in what I can do now. I love to dance. I go dancing from time to time. And I used to, you know, couldn't even do all that. My legs would be hurting so bad. But it helps me also mentally, because I'm focusing on the number of reps and pushing myself to the next level. It makes me focus on something else than whatever I might have been facing at that time. Whatever it is, find it. It could be writing. It could be just sitting down in a corner reading a book. Whatever it is, find it. You'll know, because when you get to that place, and you're not going to be, it may not be what I do. But you're like, oh, I ain't going to no beach in the freezing cold. That's what people were like, you at that beach with a fur coat on. Yeah. Because sometimes the wind chill was like 20 degrees. But I had the beach to myself. Whatever it is for you, the refreshing awaits. I wish y'all could have seen that orchid in the morning and what happened that evening. Because even though I physically poured the water, but when I get to my place in the refreshing zone, let's call it that, the refreshing zone. That's going to be the title. When I got into that place, who was doing the pouring? God was. When I noticed I had to catch my breath, he was my breath. And he poured into me. So I could bloom in my season. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying here. I hope y'all are really hearing. And God is giving you a download right now on ways to, hallelujah, catch your breath. Yes, early in the year. But some of y'all need to catch your breath. You need to get into the refreshing zone. Please share this on your social media once you see it. Just share the post. Share it, because you never know who might need to hear it. It could be just like the orchids. It's life and death for some people. It was for me. God knew exactly what I needed when I needed it. And I believe, like today, when he was like, okay, I've been thinking about this subject ever since January, since this thing happened with my orchid. And he said today, on February the 15th, was the day I needed to record it. Now was the timing of it for someone out there. Share this post with others. Thank you in advance. As you go into this week, remember to speak life over yourself, to speak life over your family. Speak life over your neighbors. Hallelujah. I see so much happening in my neighborhood just from speaking life. Oh my gosh, you guys. So much is happening. Speak life over this nation, that God's will be done. The key to it all is to speak life now. And remember to keep declaring God's goodness and continue to surprise me, Lord, with your goodness the rest of my life. Gifts and surprises came to me on yesterday. And I needed it. It was Valentine's Day. I had a human moment. And I got some gifts and surprises from two different folk. And I'm very appreciative of that, because I needed it. God remembered me. Remember I did that teaching, God remembered me? Y'all go back and there's so many teaching. But it was everything that I was going through. So thank y'all in advance for sharing. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Speak Life Burrell. Thank y'all, thank y'all, thank y'all so much. And I'll talk to y'all again real soon. Bye-bye.